The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
David Francis is a senior writer with the National Review. David, always good to have you with us. How are you today, sir?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
So this story has morphed several times, David. I'm not even sure which way to that we should approach it from to begin. But I guess let's say this. I've always been hesitant to label people as a thing, right? I really dislike the moniker of white supremacist that people put on Donald Trump. I have not appreciated the term anti-Semite that people have put on Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. I have to say, though, after I read the latest news reports and your article today about the organization that was going to host them on their trip to Israel, I think I've changed my mind.
Yeah, this is bad.
It is bad. It is bad.
It's very bad. So, you know, just to some background, these are two congresswomen who advocate the boycott, divestment, and sanctioning of the State of Israel, the BDS movement, which is, be honest, it has an awful lot of anti-Semitic motivations for it, for the BDS movement broadly. It does not seek a two-state solution. Its founders do not seek a two-state solution. They seek the destruction of Israel. But that's sort of the tip of the iceberg. So they were barred from going to Israel. And we can discuss whether that was a proper move or not by the Israeli government, whether they should be barring U.S. congresswomen from visiting the country. But what is plain, once we took a closer look at who was helping organize the visit, that what we saw was very disturbing. They were partnering with a group called MIFTA, which has previously published blood libel against Jews, published neo-Nazi propaganda from the United States, neo-Nazi propaganda attacking Jews. It has celebrated and honored Palestinian terrorists, including suicide bombers and other bombers who've killed children. And it has written articles questioning whether Israel should even be the Jewish homeland. I mean, and just keeps going and going and going.
Right. And David, in your article, though, you say that the New York Times said the editorial board identifies the group that promotes global awareness and knowledge of Palestinian realities.
Right. I mean, that's the other piece of this. So the one piece of this is that Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar partnered with this organization. That's bad. It's also bad that when the Washington Post and the New York Times identified the organization, they didn't describe it in any really meaningful way. They didn't provide their readers with the full context. So it makes it seem as if they're just partnering with a local NGO, you know, a local idealistic organization. No big deal, when the reality is they're partnering with a violent, vicious anti-Semites. And surely that provides additional context that could provide some reasoning as to why Israel would be reluctant for this to occur.
Right. So then last month, 60 members of Congress went on a tour of Israel. But these two congresswomen, they decided not to attend. They had their own agenda. The agenda is what?
Well, I think the agenda, it's very clear that these two congresswomen have taken up the Palestinian cause, perhaps more than virtually any other members of Congress. And it's very clear that they have adopted the Palestinian cause in a way that has been, I would say, deeply hostile to the existence of Israel as a Jewish state. And so when you're adopting that approach, which is far outside the mainstream of American politics, then, yeah, I can understand why they're shunning these bipartisan congressional delegations. I can see that their agenda would be to use that visit to perhaps elevate extremist voices. And so at a point in an extremely volatile part of the world, an extremely volatile time, to partner and ally with extremists in that way, it strikes me as extremely unwise. Now, perhaps Israel should have gone ahead and let them come, and then the news would have been and should have been entirely based around who they were partnering with while they were in the country. But again, the editorial pages and pundits have just been thundering denunciations against Bibi Netanyahu and Donald Trump for Netanyahu's decision to bar Tlaib and Omar, and leaving out this really important context mm-hmm. that places this entire affair in a completely different light.
Now, let's move on to Bibi Netanyahu, because I felt like whoever produced his series of tweets, the thread was very well done explaining their perspective on why they did not want these women in the country.
Right. I mean, look, Israel in 2017 passed a law that allows the nation to ban people from coming to the country who seek to boycott the country, who seek to destroy the economy of the country. It's a law that makes a lot of sense. Why would you give your own soil over as a platform to people to seek your destruction? This is something that, is of deep concern to the Israeli government for a lot of good reasons. And so I think the mistake here, that if there is a mistake here, it's a mistake of initially saying yes, then saying no after Trump tweeted a rather, I think, insulting and unwise tweet. Mm-hmm. He should stay out of it, actually, and let Israel decide this for themselves. And so I think that created an impression that Netanyahu was intimidated by Trump and responding to Trump's tweet rather than making his own decision on the basis of its individual merits. And I think that's really unfortunate. If that's the way it went down, it shouldn't have gone down like that. But again, that's not the whole story.
Right. Now, David, there are many people, of course, as believers, we support Israel. We are just, that's baked into us as believers.
Yeah, but not every believer supports Israel.
No, but I'll say I do. I support this. Now, but there are many people who go, well, I'm pro-Palestinian. I mean, the Palestinians have been bullied by Israel for a long time. They've stolen land from the Israelis. Talk about that. From a Palestinian perspective, why is there such vitriol between the two?
Well, I mean, obviously, there's been a long-standing extreme tensions, in part because going all the way back to 1948 and the UN partition of Palestine into what was going to be a Jewish homeland and a homeland for the Palestinian people, the Palestinians rejected that and began to wage war on Israel. And then they were subjugated and they were victimized not just by Israelis. The Israelis won their war of independence, but also by their Arab allies. When the dust cleared from the War of Independence, there was no nation called Palestine. There was a West Bank of the Jordan River that was controlled by Jordan. There was a Gaza Strip that was controlled by Egypt. And so the Palestinians never had an independent state. And then in 1967, after the Six-Day War, Israel occupied the West Bank and Golan. And at that point, there was a hope, that perhaps there could be a permanent peace settlement, this notion of trading land for peace. And that has been incredibly elusive. Reaching that kind of agreement has been incredibly elusive for a lot of reasons. And I would never say that Israel has handled everything exactly right. And I would never say that some of the longstanding tensions aren't due to Israeli misconduct. You don't have a long-running military, diplomatic, economic controversy for 50-plus years without there being an awful lot of bitterness on both sides. But the problem you have here is that if one side does not agree that the other side should have a right to exist, it is very difficult to reach a settlement or an agreement. Now, not all Palestinians feel that way. Not all Palestinians feel that Israel does not have a right to exist as a Jewish state. But I would say it is the predominant Palestinian mindset. And it is very hard to negotiate with a party that doesn't want you to exist and doesn't believe that you should exist. And one of the elements of the BDS movement, if you go and you look at the words of the actual founders of the BDS movement, you'll see time and time again, it's expressed desire that Israel not exist as a Jewish state. And that is, and holding Israel to a standard no other nations are held to. And it is, and that is in many ways thoroughly anti-Semitic. And so when you have congresswomen who are not only adopting and taking up the BDS mantle, and then you have them working with actual unequivocal anti-Semites in the country, I mean, this is something the American people need to know.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.